Might be a good fundraiser. I don't know. Sell him the Kesher stuff.
Yeah, I wonder if I know that guy.
Yeah. Okay. So we are, this whole chapter is talking about, so this whole chapter is talking about uprooting the root of evil that each person has within themselves, or had within themselves, just in case any of you have gotten rid of it already.
Among us.
Then we wouldn't have to uproot them anymore.
Right. We just
get it right.
It seems like this is out of order. Wouldn't this come before Tshuva?
It's one of the. I think this is a lifetime.
So is Tshuva.
It's a lifetime project. So if you uprooted it, you're probably not sitting here anymore.
Well, you had to come to peace the rest.
Right.
Of
so good. Good night, Mr.
Whoa.
I'm ready. It says in the pasuk, he began with the pasuk that when a war comes into your land, when you come to war, when you come to wage war in your land against your enemy, you shall blow with trumpets. So he said this is referring to the inner enemy, to the Yetzirah. And now Va'imra said about Yosef Machatzaitzri, you should blow with trumpets. What does that mean? The Hainu Trua, that is referring to blowing a Trua. V'hemshach HaKosev, and then in the continuation of the pasuk there it says, V'yemsim Chaschem V'mayadechem, that on the day of your, on your joyous days and on your holidays, V'gaimroi, is when you bring karbonis, V'skata Machatzaitzri, you should also blow with your trumpets. It says, so if you realize when it talks about war, it says v'harei oisa v'chatzaitzris, right, which means trua. You should blow a trua with chatzaitzris, and then when it comes to the on the joyous days, it says uskatem v'chatzaitzris. You should blow a tkia. Hizgaloshem tkia. So why is it that that at war we blow a trua? And on joyous occasions, we blow a tekiah. Yevuar, so this will be explained al pimash mafarish Ramban pasuk zeh, according to how the Ramban explains this pasuk, ki trua moira al din, that trua represents justice. Utkiah al rachamim, tekiah represents compassion. Shal pi amidus, now if you translate that into character traits, Heim yira v'yahava, that is fear and love. Justice is fear, and compassion is love. Tehine neged atzara tzoyde shoyde sharasha bekevayim. To counter our inner enemy, which is the root of evil that is within us, tzorach lo'oyre yira. A person has to awaken within themselves fear. That is the way to overcome the yitzhara. He is din, is dying. The person has to remember that there is judgment and there is a judge. The Gemara explains that the sound of the trua represents someone who is crying and wailing, sighing and wailing. The Hainu Meridus Atsuma, which is tremendous bitterness. Lakur Harasha Bekirbai, to uproot the evil that is within us. Meaning the person, there's a bitterness that we have against that root of evil that is within us. We find that the fact that we keep on falling, falling prey to that root of evil that is within us, and we have a terrible, bitter feeling against it. So the every time we fall through, we have this guilt feeling, and there's a bitter attitude that we have against it. That is why the Chatzaitzris The sound of the chatzaitzis represents the sound of battle against this root of evil. But on a joyous time, the joyous time represents when we were victorious over the root of evil within us. And on those days of joy, on a time when our main avoda is asay toiv, doing the good, meaning the war against the root of evil, the war against our inner enemy represents sur meira, represents turning away from evil. The root of enemy, the root of evil that's within us, pulls us towards evil, and we need to withstand that nesoyim. We need to be victorious. That's sur meira. And sur meira, one needs to blow the trumpets with the sound of the trua. It's the sound of bitterness and wailing. The joyous occasions that represents asay toiv, doing positively what's right. So there the avoda is ti avodaschem uskata. Then your avoda should be the tkiya, with the attribute of love. And these are the two famous concepts. That before we uproot the evil, we find ourselves similar to servants, which serve their master out of fear. And as he explained, the way to overcome the evil is through fear. And after we're able to uproot the evil or withstand the test to be victorious over that, over the Yetzahara, then we are like sons, which is a service of love. Where the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are like one long day, we find both love and fear together. That's why we say, whether we're like sons or we're like servants, you should forgive us. That's why we both do the tkia and the teruah. Rosh Hashanah, we have both of these concepts. As the Beis Avram says, that Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis Rosh Hateves Simcha. That Mizmor, what did he say to that? He just made a Chanukas Habayis last night.
If you reshuffle it, yeah.
Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis is the same first of the first letter is a simcha. In the end of that capital it says, you open my sack and you have laden me with simcha, with joy. And if you look through that whole capital, it's koma kalmaridis. It's all of the bitterness. You hid your face. I was nivol. I was
disgusting.
Huh?
What's the word for disgusting?
What? No. Nivol means I was shocked, or I was confused. Nivol means confused. Right? When Hashem hides his face, that causes confusion. What good is my blood when I descend to the depths? That's all in middle. Meaning it begins with simcha, it ends with simcha, but in middle is all of the bitterness. The beginning and the end has to be with simcha, But in the middle, there's got to be the bitterness. Therefore, by the tkiah, we also find tkiah Rosh Hashanah. We have a tkiah before and a tkiah after. And the trua is in the middle. And what he's saying, I believe what he's saying is that our approach to Avodas Hashem has to be with joy. We have to, just the attitude that we have to Avodas Hashem has to be with simcha. If our attitude to Avodas Hashem is oyvei, back to war again, back to battle, we've lost before we began. So we have to start out the day. We have to start out our journey with simcha, with the fortunate we are to serve Hashem, and with that ability, with that simcha, we'll have a chance that when we're tempted throughout the day, when we have our nesiyonos, that we should, although it's a bitter battle, since we understand how fortunate we are to be the servants of Hashem, yes, we'll have to awaken that fear of punishment or whatever it is, the awe of Hashem, in order to overcome the Yetzirah. But once we're able to overcome the Yetzirah, we'll have that sense of joy and accomplishment that will bring even a greater sense of simcha that we had in the first place. Ani, there's an upside down chumash straight ahead. Can you turn it over? The mikros get
at
this. Red,
at least the nuns are the right way.
What?
At least the nuns are the right way.
The nuns?
Yeah.
Okay. You mean those two nuns?
Yeah, the ones that you even saw.
Yeah, that's all. It wasn't the chumash by midbrother.
Oh. Oh, I thought it was a candle set.
Looking on the bright side.
That's right, isn't it? That's wonderful.
I'll drive an apple for you now.
I'll drive.
Yep. Okay. Mehimei. This concept of uprooting the roots of evil, is written in the Sefer Pri Haaretz, which is from Mendel Levitapsker. This is his lashon. Klal Demilsa. It is the rule is shekol adam tzorech. The rule is, he says, that every person needs to refine and cleanse their chachma, which means to refine and cleanse all of one's achievements, one's character traits, one's koiches, one's strengths, and one's pleasures. The tanuga of Hashem, meaning even the pleasures that we have in the service of Hashem. All of these need to be refined and cleansed. Meaning, and he explains, the person should not rely on the fact that he never transgressed an avera in his life. No, we have that problem all the time. it's an example. He's saying is, even if a person never transgressed an avera in his life, so a person shouldn't assume Hari probably, I'm probably, all of my strengths are connected to Hashem. That's why I never did an avera. Shein Raya Ladavar. He says, there's no proof. That is the fact. Maybe you never had the test. Or maybe it was because of other reasons. Maybe you were just embarrassed to do an avera. Or anything, or some other reason. Here are the harsh words. Me'ata, and if that is indeed the case, that a person didn't do an Avera because he never had a Messiah, or that he, because of embarrassment for others. So Mabak actually have an Avera. So what's the big deal? He didn't do an Avera. In Shadrash Avain, Lenimchak Medlibai, if the root of the Avera has not been erased from one's heart, Hare Kashrubai, then you're connected to it. Kamama Chazal, as Chazal say, Hakoyes Kilo Avedizar. That someone who gets angry is as if he worshipped Avodah Zarah. That's one example. Gaius Shadish Darius. He says arrogance is the root for promiscuity. Wow. Berhure Avera Koshen Me Avera. And the thoughts of Averas can be even more, can be worse than the Avera. Why? Because they are the root of the Avera.
But if you think of it and then say, no, I'm not going to do that, then...
Right, no, but he's talking about the person just entertaining thoughts of Averas instead of, and we're not...
Acting upon them.
He's referring to thoughts, the promiscuous thoughts.
And don't we say if you walk down by McDonald's and you smell a cheeseburger, you say, well, I'm sure that tastes wonderful, I'm just not allowed to eat it?
That's fine. That's okay.
Well, you're entertaining thoughts.
No, those are not thoughts.
There's nothing wrong with thinking of tarfus.
Of eating treif, there is something wrong with entertaining promiscuous thoughts because that is the sura.
I see.
What's the distinction between the two things? Isn't eating treif, isn't that also a derisa?
But the thoughts are not a derisa.
Oh, okay.
And also, I think it's Tanya said for thoughts sometimes people don't do tshuva.
Right, that's another concept.
The main thing for action you could do for thoughts, you think about.
Right, but there's only certain thoughts that are in a vera itself. Usually,
I see.
We were talking about thoughts that are, the She's thoughts themselves aren't a vera.
I see. Because the thoughts themselves are specifically prohibited.
Right.
I see. Okay.
Why is it that a person typically won't have the desire to eat treif? I mean, I can only speak for myself. It's like, I don't...
Right, there's something called an ikudas habachira.
Really?
Some people tzaddikim, we know all that. So.
There's something called an ikudas habachira, meaning there's a point of bechira. Every person's point of bechira is at a different level. Meaning, I never have an assignment to be mechal Shabbos, at least. Usually. When I have a piece of skin hanging over here on Shabbos, I do have an assignment to be Machal Shabbos and to bite it off. Right? But I usually don't have an assignment to get into my car and drive on Shabbos. I'm above that Nekudas HaBechira. There are people that do have that assignment, so their Nekudas HaBechira might be a little bit lower. And same thing with McDonald's, right? Some people, when they walk to McDonald's, actually have a time to go in. So that's where their Nekudas HaBechira is. That's part of our avoda is to constantly elevate our Nekudas HaBechira. Yeah.
But what I was wondering was, let's say, whereas eating...
I never have an Australian punch you in the face. He does.
Man.
All the time.
But let's say,
today...
Food might be less of a desire than relationship.
Depends on the person. Some people might be reversed. So
why is that one percent?
That's right.
Yeah. Some people might be diverse. And I eat.
You've got to work on elevating that Nekudas HaBechira.
But if you never have the Nisayan, then he just finished said in the previous paragraph. So the Nisayan is good in that sense, yes?
What?
So the nisayan right. is good in that sense.
Right.
Yes.
It's not
the desire
no.
to punch somebody.
He's not saying the nisayan is good. He's just saying that you have no proof that you've gotten rid of your root of evil if you've never had a nisayan in that area. How would you react in a nisayan like that?
If you sit in coal for 14 hours a day and never go out to the real world, how would we know how to behave?
That's what the Rambam says. You don't know that you've really come to tshuva until you're in that place.
Right. But he's not even talking about tshuva. He's talking about something you've never done in your life.
But you're not supposed to put yourself in that place.
Right. Right. He's not saying to put yourself in that place. He's just saying just don't pat yourself on the back. That's all he's saying.
Okay. You never know.
That's the reason we're actually tell the story of the Gra.
The Dibna Magid.
Right.
The Dibna Magid came to the Dibna Magid was a Talmud of the Gra who used to travel and he was a Bal Musar, he used to give people Musar. So the Gra once asked him to ask the Talmud, nobody ever gives me Musar. Why don't you give me some Musar? So of course he didn't want to. And the Gra told him that he should do it anyway. So the Dibna Magid said to him, you're sitting and learning 24 hours a day, whatever it is, whatever the Gra learned. Right? Who says that if you would have any nisayan that you'd be able to withstand it? That's exactly what the Dibna Magid said to him. So he said, "Was the words the Dibna Magid used in Yiddish was what is the kins? Right? What is the it's no trick. It's no trick to sit and learn all day and
avoid traveling for 3 or 5 years, I think.
The Gra,
it was before or after.
I don't know. So the Gra said, I'm not a clown. I don't need to play tricks." I'm not interested in doing tricks. I'm sitting and learning, and I don't have to. I'm not interested in placing myself in a sign to see if I can play tricks or not.
But it is a good trick. It's a good trick to do. To avoid it, why not? That's a very good
right.
idea.
Right. To avoid the sign altogether.
How does he know what he's avoiding? Evidently, he knows he's got something that he's afraid of.
Because he read a passage.
He was traveling for 7 years as a traveller, a wanderer.
He took upon himself Golas for
us. Yeah, Golas for five, 7 years. Never sleep in the same place.
Right.
More than one night. And he knew the world.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It was who he was talking to?
The Dibna Magid.
He was Chosid, no?
No.
I was going to say.
Mizrichim.
He would tell you know what? I hate it. That's my word.
Okay. Okay. And if the person indeed still has that root of evil within himself, who Avodah Zarah? That root of evil is Avodah Zarah. K'mamar, as it says in the pasuk, v'dovid bo ad ha-roish, v'nitna roish, he's bringing the pasuk says, when the pasuk talks about that root of evil, it says shoyra poyra roish velana. It's a root that multiplies roish. Roish is a bitter herb. So the Mendel of Tavska brings two times where we find the word roish means avodah zarah.
So those letters you said yesterday.
Yeah,
that's the same letters.
Yeah,
so
very good.
501, right?
Yeah, 501. So. I got that the Zelim Mazel. So they came at the.
That was your reference to a 501c3.
Can you see he's telling the tax man that one? Right?
Very good. You ever wondering why it was 501c3?
Oh my gosh, it just changed. I'm going to turn in the whole degree now.
So that's how they came, right? So you have the tumah against the Kedusha. You have the Rosh is the one of the highest levels of Kedusha. It's the penis of Kedusha. Moshe and Yosef. Moshe Yosef is Gematria, 501. And the opposite is the Nitna Rosh. Very good. Okay, I'm sure I'll use that one day. So if that's the case, what's the big deal if the person never transgressed any avera? If the root is still alive and well within him. Aval. If a person really wants to know what is in their heart, if Hashem is with him or not, a person should analyze in their mind and understand with their intellect. If it is possible for the person should try to test himself if he is able to connect to Hashem without interruption, and to take pleasure in Hashem, can you take the same pleasure in serving Hashem as you have in the greatest physical pleasure that you ever enjoyed? That is what the pasuk says, you shall love Hashem your God, meaning with that same love that one has to the greatest physical pleasure that you can imagine.
That's why Yaakov, when he saw Yosef, he said Shema instead of...
By doing so, the person is able to elevate all of their character traits to Hashem. Then the root of evil itself is erased from the heart. And all of one's connections to Gashmias are elevated. As it is written regarding the lower waters, that when Hashem distanced the lower waters, they began to cry that we also want to be in the presence of the king. So those are the words of Raman Levitovsky up until here. So B'dvaro HaKadoshim, in his holy words, Malamdeinu Al Pi Ha'aretz, Raman Levitovsky teaches us, Malamdeinu Al Pi Ha'aretz HaKadosh Aruch Hashem, teaches us the ways of life. We take on the Varavanamavinim from the essence of his words, we understand Masha Adam Ha'ivid Lashem, Umitaris Midoisa Bipoil of Amaisa, how the person who serves Hashem and purifies his character traits, actively purifies his character traits, and Vikabachal Pamalatsmi Gudonamis Yagim, and one who accepts upon himself constantly different guidelines and fences. Achre hakoil, oimidu al makoinvai, ein yachol yisraim yal midoisa. And if all the person is constantly doing is making for themselves different guidelines and banning different things upon himself, that is all because he can't lift himself over his midas. The reason for this is that he hasn't yet corrected or rid himself of that root of bad character traits.
But isn't that a good thing to do? Get rid of all those.
What does this mean?
But he's not saying that putting up fences and guidelines is not a good thing. Quite the contrary. A person realizes, recognizes the Yetzer Hara. Right? The only way to deal with it, as long as the Yetzer Hara is still there, is put up these guidelines that they shouldn't end up crossing the line.
Right.
Nevertheless, that itself, that you need to put those guidelines in place, is you have to realize, is because you still have that root of evil within you that is still drawing you to that.
But aren't there things that are used for both good and bad, and you can't rid yourself of that? For example,
right.
Allowable things, and you know, things that are on the flip side of it, the same act but that are not allowed, and you can't rid yourself of it.
True, right? But apparently, if the person would be, would uproot the root of evil from within himself, apparently one would still be able to manage wherever he needs those.
No, because, for example, when the Rabbana eliminated the desire for a...
So they eliminated the desire. They didn't just eliminate the Shodesh Hara. They just eliminated the desire for it.
They eliminated the desire for relation.
Right. They said
even the chickens wouldn't lay eggs. You know, I mean,
they eliminated the desire for Rabbi Dezara, and we're still serving Hashem.
With the cows later.
And they call that Bisquick.
Isn't it worse if you have no idea that you have the Avera?
That's what he said. Yes, he said that.
You have no idea, so you can't put up boundaries if you don't know that you're doing something.
What he's saying is that as long as a person is drawn to evil, yes, of course you have to set up guidelines, but realize that you're still drawn there.
Right.
And the fence is just stopping you from going further,
right.
But realize what's pulling you.
Right.
You got to deal with that as well. That's good, but don't just rely upon that. You got to put that up, and now break that.
Watch
yourself and
break that.
He wants you to uproot it.
Uh-huh. Break that.
And hopefully, it'll tell us out. V'chol zman shehashoresh nimchak.
Round up.
Harei moisif u'moitzi pri ve'ushim. And as long as the person is not actively involved in erasing that root of evil is alive and well. Very depressing.
It's nothing we didn't know already.
What?
It's nothing we didn't know already.
Yeah, bring it to the surface now. Well, there is you know what? Let's get ready for Dominic. Simcha!